and amen. As I read chapter number 7, I began to look at the different verses. And Jesus, given this discourse on the Mount, He counsels us on the need in chapter 7, verse number 1, and through verse number 6, the need to be considerate. And here in chapter 7, verse number 1, is probably one of the most misquoted scriptures in the Bible. Judge not, that ye be not judged. And you know, we take that scripture out of context and we say, well, you can't judge anybody. The Bible says, judge not. Well, Jesus is not talking about judging righteous judgment, but He's talking about hypocritical judgment. And He goes on to clarify Himself. He said, by what judgment ye be judged, amen, and with what measure ye meet, it shall also be measured unto you again. And why beholdest thou the mote in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Amen. Jesus calls us to personal holiness. And He admonishes us here that not to look at the faults of others necessarily. We are to judge a tree by the fruit it bears. But He says, look at yourself. You see the problems and the wrongdoings of those around you. But before you judge another, you need to self-examine yourself. Amen. How can you tell another to cast out that mote in his eye when you've got a beam in yours? I mean, how can you tell one to live right when you yourself are not living right? Amen. So when you judge, don't judge as a hypocrite judges and say you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that when you yourself are doing the same exact thing. Amen. We need to be mindful this morning and considerate of others. Amen. That word considerate means to carefully consider, to deliberate. Amen. It's marked by consideration is what the dictionary says. And consideration is something that is or is to be kept in mind when making a decision. Amen. To evaluate all the facts. Amen. Is consideration. And that's what we need to keep in mind today. Amen. We need to look at ourselves, examine our own lives and our own hearts before we begin to point out the faults of others. And not only do we need to be considerate, He tells us about the need to communicate. He says, ask and it shall be given. Knock and ye shall, amen, enter in. Amen, seek and it shall, you shall find. Amen, He tells us that we need to be persistent in our prayer life. Amen, it's not just something that we do every once in a while. It's not something that we do just on the weekends and when we come to the house of God. But it should be a constant asking and knocking and seeking of the Lord's will in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. Not only that, amen, should we be persistent in our prayer life, but we need to realize the privilege of our prayer life. Amen. You can pray to your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Think about that this morning. No longer alienated from God, no more just a Gentile, amen, without hope, but we have been grafted into that vine. And now we can cry, Abba, Father. Us that have came in through adoption, amen, can cry to our Father in heaven, amen, He shall give us good gifts and shall give the Holy Ghost to them that ask. Amen, what a privilege we have in prayer. Amen, not only to call out to our heavenly Father, amen, to gain power in prayer through a spiritual, amen, encounter with God. Amen. He tells us to communicate, to consider.
And not only that, He tells us to be converted. Amen. He talks about the parable of two ways. He said there is a straight and narrow gate, and then there is a broad gate. Amen. That leadeth to destruction. Amen. That straight gate leadeth to eternal life, and that broad, amen, gate, that wide gate, amen, leadeth to eternal damnation. Amen. Can I tell you today that we have two decisions to make? Amen. Whether we're going to choose right or wrong, and they lead to two destinies. Amen. One leads to eternal life with God, and one leads to eternal life without God. Amen. Misery and despair for all eternity. And that way that you choose will not be up to me. Amen. But it'll be up to you. The ultimate decision lies in your hands. Amen. Are you going to follow God, or are you going to forsake God? Amen. We need to be converted. The Bible says, enter ye in at the straight gate. Amen. That is my desire. I said, that is my heart's desire this morning. That I'd not be turned away to the right nor to the left, but that my heart be fixed on that straight and narrow path. Amen. Pilgrim and Pilgrim's Progress got pulled away many times by his own lust and by his own, amen, desires. But I'm telling you, we can stay on that path and we can make heaven our home if we so desire it. Amen. Talking yesterday, and you know, a lot of folks, I want to bring up that, amen, nobody's perfect, and amen, nobody can live without sin. And the one of the scriptures they quote is true. Amen. For all have come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And they quote that, and they try to make excuses for their sin and why they live the way they live. Well, a man began to quote that scripture to me. And I said, but listen, the Bible says, for the grace of God has appeared unto all men. Amen. Can I tell you, amen, that where sin doth abound, the grace of God does that much more abound. Yes, there is sin. And yes, there is a perverse world. Amen. Filled with immorality. And the devil is an enemy of the soul. But I'm telling you, there's a way out. Amen. There is help to live for God in this hour. Amen. Not only tells us, amen, to be converted and to communicate with God and be considerate. He warns us to be careful. He says there will be false prophets. Amen. He says beware of these men that come in like wolves in sheep's clothing. Amen. That tell you one thing. Amen. Contrary to the word of God. Amen. Beware of false professions. Amen. Those that say I'm saved, but the tree bears fruit contrary to what they say. Amen. I don't care what you say. Amen. An apple tree will bear apples. And an orange tree will bear oranges. Amen. We try to get that all mixed up. And we say people can live any way that they want to and be a child of God. But can I tell you, a true Christian, we bear the fruit of Christianity and a relationship with God. They'll show forth temperance and patience. They'll have that meek spirit. They'll have that peace and joy that cometh with being, amen, in touch and in tune with the Heavenly Father. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, Christ talks to us and He tells us to beware. Amen. Beware of what's around us. Be careful of what you hear and what people say to you. Amen. What you need to do is get founded in this word. And when man comes with their lies and deceptions, amen, you can come with them with the truth, the unadulterated, amen, the inspired, amen, the holy word of God. Amen. Many have been deceived because false prophets had came in and they've told them what they wanted to hear and they follow the lies of those men and they've lost out with God. Amen. Don't be one of them this morning. I said, don't be one of them. Amen. That's why I'm so, amen, hard and I push. That what you need to do and others do too. Amen. What you need to do is find you a Bible believing church. Get in and stay in. And be careful where you go and what you listen to.
Amen. Brother Ralph Cox used to say, he said, these folks that go to this denomination and that denomination, and they listen to this televangelist and this one, and man, they'd be taking all kinds of things and say, well, you know, they say, and this one says, he says, like an old stray dog in a town. He said, you see him one day at the drugstore. Somebody's feeding him. He's doing all right. Amen. A week later, he's done moved over to the department store. Now they're feeding him, and they're, amen, trying to keep him alive. Amen. Maybe a week down the road, he's down at the filling station, and they're taking care of him. He said, but after a while, he can't find that dog nowhere. Where's he gone? Amen. Somebody got tired of him being around and they done poisoned him and he's dead. Amen. Can I tell you, if we're not careful, we can take what others say and it becomes poison to our relationship with God. Amen. Beware of those that are unholy. Amen. Beware of those that claim to have the goods and they do not. Well, Brother Jim, how can we tell? He will tell by the fruit that they bear. You can look at their life and their consistency. Amen. Their walk and their talk and know whether they are a child of God or not. Amen. Time will tell, my friend. I said, time will tell. Amen. Jesus begins to talk about these things. He begins to give this discourse on the mount. He begins to warn them of all these things that are coming. And he says, listen to me now. He says, listen to me. He said, there's going to be some that take my word and they don't heed it. And there's going to be some that take it, amen, and they put it to heart and they use it. And he likens this to two men. One, a wise man that built his house upon the rock, and another that built his house upon the sand. Amen. Here is the need to be concerned. Amen. The hour is coming and now is. Amen. That wickedness is all on every side. Amen. Men have become lovers of pleasure. Amen. The love of many has waxed cold. Amen. Whether the Lord comes tomorrow or 1,000 years from now. Amen. We're living in an hour of adultery. Amen. We're living in an hour of spiritual fornication. We're living in an hour where many men have turned around from God or turned away from God. And they've heaped to their own pleasures and their own sensuality. Lust. Well, no concern for God or the things of God. Amen. Jesus said, be concerned about this. Amen. Those that take the word of God and they hear it and don't do it. They don't apply it to their lives. Amen. But it's just something that goes in one ear and out the other. And there's no use for it in their home or in their life. He said, be concerned about these types of attitudes. He said there were two men. There was one wise that built his house upon the rock. And when the winds came and the floods came, what did it say? That house stood. Amen. It endured. And it was still there. Amen. When the waters finally receded and the wind stopped blowing, amen, that house was still standing. I remember, I believe it was Hurricane Katrina. And somewhere out there they had a picture of a house. I believe it was built for a category some way up there, hurricane. And there was a two-story house right there on the water. All around that house, amen, there was nothing but annihilation. Amen. Boards where houses used to be. But there that house stood. Amen. They took into consideration when they built that house that there might come a hurricane or strong winds might come one day. And they made preparation. Amen. Let's look first at how they constructed their house. Amen. The one Bible tells us, amen, that they began to
to prepare. And now one built upon stone, and that is the Holy Word of God. He was the one that heard the Word, took heed to it, and applied it to his life. Amen. He was the one, amen, that made Jesus Christ the cornerstone and the foundation of that spiritual house. Amen. Can I tell you those that have built upon the rock? Amen. Those that have made their foundation sure upon the Holy Word of God. Those are storms of adversity and the winds of false doctrine might blow in. Their house will stand because it's founded on the Word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word of God shall not pass away. It shall endure, my friend. Amen. Can I tell you, amen, it's not going to last unless you build upon the rock. Amen. Jesus said, upon the rock I shall, upon this rock I shall establish my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. He wasn't talking about Peter. Amen. He was talking about himself. I'm building it on that sure foundation. I'm building it on that rock of ages. Amen. That rock that never moves. Amen. Can I tell us this morning we need to be like the wise builder and build our house upon the stone or upon the rock of ages. Amen. The Bible says there's a foolish builder who built his house upon the sand. Amen. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine somebody that'd be so foolish as to lay a foundation of sand and think that house would stand? Amen. I'm no construction man. I don't know anything about building a house. Amen. I have helped some build other things, but as far as doing it myself, I cannot do it. I might can learn, but right now I could not do it. But I'm telling you, I know better. Amen. To lay a foundation of sand and think that house not is not going to shift or move. After a while, it's going to wash away. After a while, it's going to erode. Amen. You know, out in Virginia, you go to a lot of those churches, and you'll see cracks in the foundation. Amen. You'll see that the sheetrocks are cracking. Amen. You'll see the ceilings have got splits in them. You know what they did? Amen. They took those natural gas lines, and they ran them up under the ground. And then they built their churches on top of those gas lines. And after a while, the foundation was eroded because it was not sure and stable. And those churches began to shift and crack. Amen. Can I tell you that's an illustration of what's happening in our hour when men build upon self instead of that stone. Amen. They build upon their own knowledge and their own abilities. Amen. I present to you this morning that there's a vast majority of the mega churches and those that run great numbers that'll never mention God this morning, but they'll promote self, they'll promote their own abilities, they'll promote their singing group, amen, they will not promote Christ. But when the day shall come and the Son of Man shall appear, and he will come, my friend, amen, that's not going to stop. But the foundation is marred. Amen. It's got cracks. Amen. It says like that foolish man that built upon sail for the sand. Amen. It's not going to last when the winds come. You did run well. What has hindered you? You know what it is? A lot of folks don't get founded. They don't build upon the rock. And when the winds of adversity come and the storms of trial, amen, they're out because they have not that firm foundation.
And I begin to think about that. I was out yesterday and I was witnessing. I thought about their construction. Then I thought about their concern. When I was at Forest Lake Assembly, when I first got saved, I helped Brother Mark Cawley. And there's a man who was working on a big hunting plantation, was building boat houses and gazebos. Me and Mark just, you know, Mark's a good carpenter. He'd tell me what to do, and I'd do it, and we'd slap it together. We was just building the structures. And that boathouse, Brother Bruce, we ended up telling probably 50, 60, 16-foot 6x6s. We had to bury that old sand, that old clay. Man, I hadn't filled that pond up yet, and take them auger, that auger. And we had to bore it in there, and he couldn't get it straight, Mr. Bobby, and he had to get hole diggers. And you about see the sparks hit when you got them hole diggers in there. And I had to get that pole just lined up just right. So he could band it together and begin to put that floor on. I mean, we worked that, and finally got that structure up. And he had his name, the guy's name was Lewis Breland. And he had his father-in-law come, who was a trim man. And he said he was one of the best in that part of the country up in Alabama. And he came in to finish up the insides of those boat houses and gazebos. And man, it probably took him longer to trim those things and make them look good on the inside than it did for us to set those poles. We had to haul in water. We had to haul in concrete and do all these things. It probably took him longer to do that than it did for us to build all those foundations and get them ready. But you know what? He had an eye. He was real peculiar. If something was wrong when he got finished with it, he didn't care if he had to tear it all down. Amen. He didn't care if he had to do it all over again. He was going to make sure it was perfect. I told him I stepped into one of those gazebos out on that water. And I thought to myself, I said, man, I ain't seen houses with trim this nice. Amen. With designs like he did, where he carved it in those boards. How beautiful and elaborate it was. But he was concerned about how it looked. He was concerned about the day when that man that owned that place would walk in and look at what he had done and whether he would like it and think that it was fit for that building or not. I thought about that wise man as he built that house. And I thought about a man living on the shore. And there the ocean is before him. He knows he don't want it to happen. Amen. It's not his desire that it comes. But he knows there is opportunity for hurricanes. He knows that strong winds might come off that ocean. Amen. That the waves might rise. And one day batter and beat that house. Amen. So when he lays those poles and he puts in those pilings, he makes sure they go extra deep. He put in extra cement. He does extra to make sure they are secure. Amen. When the winds come, he bands them. He builds. And all the time he's concerned. Amen. Not about just the beauty of the house, but he's concerned about the structure and how stable that house would be when the winds come. Amen. I was down witnessing on Southside yesterday, and I watched as young men begin to walk by. Amen. And they're going out getting ready to party. The music was blaring. Some of them with paper sacks in their hand. And you knew they'd been to the liquor store. And they got them something to drink. Amen. Some cussing and carrying on. Some sitting on doorsteps. Planning the night out. Thinking about what they're going to do. And I stand there in a man's yard. And I looked up and I saw the clouds begin to come in. And I knew that morning likely in a little while it was going to rain. Amen. Some walking around in shorts and tank tops. I see not one umbrella. I see not one man prepared for the rain to come. I thought to myself, how sad that men like this, young men and elder men, are building sand castles when a hurricane's on its way. Amen. Can you imagine that the winds are blowing, the waves are rising. There's no doubt a hurricane's about to move in. Houses are boarded up. Amen. People have evacuated. But right in the midst of that, somebody is building a sandcastle. Whistling away, not concerned about how the wind is getting stronger and the waves are getting higher. Amen. Can I warn you this morning? As I prayed, I felt the Lord. Amen. Begin to deal with my heart. You might have the house built. It might look good on the outside. But you're not concerned. Amen. You have not took into consideration. You have not communicated with the head builder. You have not examined yourself. Help us, God, to realize that storms will come. Amen. The Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 that perilous times would come.
Amen. Hard times. Dangerous times. That's what he said. He said men will be lovers of themselves, unthankful, unholy, proud, blasphemers, coveters, amen, heady, high-minded, incontent, Amen. Not having self-control. Amen. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And you know he said, from such turn away. Amen. If you know somebody like that, if you know somebody, amen, that's their desire to please self. That's where he warned us. He said, cast not your pearl among the swine. Amen. Amen. Don't take that as holy and throw it to the dogs. Amen. Don't be contending with people that don't want to hear and people that's going to try to mar and bring down. But help us this morning that realize, he said, beware. He said, because they creep into your houses and take captive silly women. Amen. They'll come in. Amen. Right in the middle of that storm. Right in the middle of that pouring. Right in the middle of the waves crashing up against the house. And say, there's a better way. I've got an answer. Come with me and everything's going to be all right. Well, the pilings are going out. The house is starting to crumble. And men run to the world. Why? Because they've built their life on self. And they've built their life on the sand. But I'm telling you, if you build your life on the rock of ages, let the winds blow. Amen. Let the storm come. Amen. But when the clouds roll past and the sun shines again, I'll still be standing. Firm and secure. Oh, rock of ages, care for me. Let me hide. I said, let me hide myself in thee. There is a rock this morning. I said, there's a hiding place. There's security. There is a refuge. A high tower that the righteous run into and are saved.
Amen. There was a difference. There's a difference. Why are some so easily shaken? Your foundation ain't firm. Why are some in and out, out and in? You have no foundation. You've built on your own ideas. You've built on yourself. You have not built on the Word of God. Help us, Lord. I said, help us, Lord. Amen. The B-I-B-L-E. Now that's the book for me. How's it go? May. The B-I-B-L-E. Woo! I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to. You know, they got books out, fireproof. Fireproof your marriage. Amen. You got to listen to Kirk Cameron to fireproof your marriage. Get the Bible out. Amen. That's how you make your marriage last. Amen. Get the Word of God in your heart. Live right. Amen. You have a happier home. Come on now. We got all these self-help books. 5 ways to fight in faith. 10 ways to find spiritual happiness. Amen. Can I tell you, if you want to hurricane-proof your home, amen, if you want to make sure you'll last in a storm, amen, grab a hold to the foundation and begin to build on thus saith the Lord. Amen. And I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Lo, I go with thee always until the end of the world. I remember some of the first scriptures I memorized. As I began to build my foundation, the devil said, you can't make it. I said, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Amen. The devil said, I've got strongholds in your life. I said, the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. The devil said, I shall be victorious. I told the devil, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The devil said, I'll steal your victory. I said, thanks be unto God. This gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The devil said, all there is discouragement. I said, amen. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy, amen, cometh in the morning. Amen. The devil said, amen, let your heart be cast down. I said, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Amen. I'm not building on lies and fairy tales. I'm building on the Word of God, and it will stand.
Amen. You fight it with your own ideas, you'll lose every time. They're concerned. You look at people in the church house, and you can see it.
I'm hurry and close. We was building a little bamboo church up on top of the hill. And they're in Panama and Oma. And they said, don't build it before the full moon. Okay? Don't cut bamboo before the full moon. All those old Indians said that. Some of them young boys, they just wanted to make money hauling that bamboo. They said, oh, listen to them. They're old. They don't know what to talk about. One man came to me and said, Brother Jim, if you're going to cut that bamboo, cut it 3 days after the full moon. I said, what in the world? He said, if you cut it before the full moon, it'd be full of worms. It won't last a day. It won't last no time. He said, but if you cut it 3 days after, the worms are gone, it'll last you a long time. I'm like, whatever. That's just old wives' tale. Man, we walked probably 30 minutes down this valley. I'm thinking bamboo, cane poles, you know. So you carry it out. I said, we don't need about two guys. We can carry ourselves. Get down there. That bamboo's probably 20, 30 foot long. About that big at the base. They all got it cut down and stacked. I'm thinking, man, I can carry this. I put it up on my shoulder, get around the first curve. I'm like, oh, it's going to take two of us. We're going to split it in half, do something. And finally we did. We cut in half. Two of us carried up that mountain. Fine. Next day we hired somebody else to go down and get it. We got it up there. We began to build that house. No consideration for what they told us. Man, it looked good. Took that bamboo, split it out. And they take it and they knew how to hit it. And they hit it just right. And that bamboo just opened up like that, Mr. Bobby. They take it and put it up on them walls. Man, this is pretty. The way it looked. I mean, it looked like it just fit right together. Like a log cabin. I mean, it really did, that bamboo. It was nice and clean looking. Well, we built it, and months went by. I come back to the States and went back, and I'm thinking, man, I can't wait to see that church. I went out the outside, still looked pretty good. Walked in, man, there's on the pews. Had those little bitches built. You just rake up, look like sawdust. Rake your hand down that bamboo. Sawdust. An old man come to us, and he said, full of worms. They're eating it. He said, won't be here another year. And sure enough, it wasn't. It rotted. Worms had ate that stuff through. All because we didn't cut it at the right time. Now you say, oh, you should have listened, don't you? Go ahead and say it. Come and hook you in. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm throwing you the lure. I want you to swallow it real good before I set the hook on you. You say, oh, you should have listened, didn't you? But what about when God tells you, do right? You know, folks say, you ain't got to live that way. Do you really got to pray and read your Bible that much? I mean, folks say, you know, a lot of folks tell me you don't got to do all that. And then listen to a sermon on the radio every now and then. And you know, if you can catch one of those TV preachers every now and then, you'd be all right. Come on now. And there's no concern about the storm. And then they wonder why when the winds begin to blow and the waves begin to crash that they fall. Now, I want you to look, amen, at the conclusion of this story. Amen. Here it is. One had durability and one had destruction. Amen. When it was all said and done, one stood and no doubt rejoiced. I made it through. Amen. The storms came. Yes, they did. Just like I anticipated. Amen. The waves got hard. Amen. Just like I projected. Amen. But you know what? I built upon that rock of ages. And my house is still standing. Amen. Jesus said that's the one that takes the word, puts it in his heart, and heeds to it, listens to it, lives by it. Amen. But that one that did not heed, that one that was not considerate, that one that did not communicate with God, that one that was not concerned or careful about false prophets, that one that took the word, threw it down, and said, I can live without him. Destruction came, the house fell, burned out, lives were lost. Why? Because it built upon the sand. Amen. I'm trying to help you this morning. I'm trying to talk to somebody and say, listen, your foundation
foundation ain't gonna make it. What you got ain't gonna get you there. Oh, but you get in the altar and dig in. Amen. That word build means to dig. It means to construct. It means to put in some backaching. Amen. Labor. Amen. To get in there. Begin to nail the boards and dig out the foundation and lay that cement and do the work to make it last.
Amen. Brother Wayne Holcomb was building a fellowship hall 50 by 100. That's a big fellowship hall. And Brother Tommy Tolliver, probably 20 minutes up in Oklahoma, was building a fellowship hall. And this guy was doing Brother Wayne a favor by bringing him cement. Because he was supposed to be at Brother Tommy's. Brother Wayne needed it laid that day. They had to put the rebar in. They had everything set. Had the foundation dug. And they came in, and these Mexican boys came over to, you know, smooth the cement in there. And that guy had that big old cement truck, Brother Bruce. He had that thing coming out of it. That cement just a-coming. And my boy sitting there, phew, phew, phew. Man, it's smooth, ready to go. He's steady moving. He's steady smoothing that stuff out. And it's just like a floor. And boy said, we got to go. We got to be over at Brother Tommy's. That cement truck's going to be there. We got to go. It's me and Brother Wayne standing there, and we probably had from here to that door foundation left. Pouring that foot. Brother Wayne said, "Aw, we can do it. Ain't nothing. Some of these boys did it." I'm like, okay. That cement guy on that truck said, "Man, I'm going to slow this thing down." He had to put some more water in there because the cement started. We wrecked it, couldn't get it in there, couldn't get it spread just right. We didn't know what we was doing. But Wayne said, "I did it one time." That's like 100 years ago you might did it, but you sure don't know how to do it now. And he's sitting there, he's working with that stuff, and it's taking up. I mean, we're laboring, but finally got it done. And I thought about, man, that's some hard work. Amen. But go now, look at that fellowship hall and how they build it, how it stands. And no doubt, amen, those that helped on the inside put the roof on and helped build that church, they stand and say, "Listen, I'm glad I put forth the effort. When the power of God comes by, I'm glad that I helped and have, amen, labored and sweated and cried. Amen. I'm glad I got tired. It is worth it in the end." I'm trying to tell you this morning, amen, as the Lord prompts my heart, amen, don't be fooled. I said, don't be fooled and live in complacency before God. It will cost you your relationship and your own eternal soul. Stand to your feet with us this morning. Amen. You watch people. I can go somewhere tomorrow, some other day, and just watch people as they drive and they go. I seen a woman in a parking lot this week. She wasn't paying attention to nobody. She's just driving. All of a sudden, she's cutting across a parking lot. One guy's coming down the lane. Smacked her. She wasn't worried about it until it happened. And she got, "Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't looking." Brother Josh said he was up there yesterday just looking at that had cars and motorcycles. So that one guy went down that airstrip, got on that motorcycle, vroom, got up about 120, got away from him. So destroyed that motorcycle. Said he was laying there unconscious, back all beat up. He wasn't concerned about the consequences. He's just trying to show out. Help us, God. I said, help us, God. There is coming a payday. There's coming a day when things are going to happen. And whether you're ready or not, I said, whether you're ready or not, my concern is this morning, there are some standing among us in this house that might have all the exterior looking right, but they've built upon the wrong foundation. And though the wind's starting to blow and there's starting to be driplets of rain falling on the roof, they have no concern. They don't worry about their spiritual life. The house is going to fall. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in that. You better beware. The house is going to fall. The house is going to fall. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, you know my heart. And Lord, I know you spoke to me this message.
Lord, as good as I know my name, and I know you saved me from sin, I know you spoke this to my heart. Lord, that men would heed, that women would heed the word now before it's too late. Lord, I stand amidst a congregation, a people that's judgment bound, amidst a people that one day each and every one of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give account for the foundation that we've built upon. Lord, as conviction is here, I'd ask that some heart, some person would realize that they need to make sure their foundation, even they need to make sure their relationship with God, so they can stand and not be destroyed. Help each and every one that's here, Lord, move in this altar service. We'll give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It's in your name we pray. I wonder who might step out this morning before we call everybody in and say, I need to dig a little deeper. I need to make sure my foundation is settled. I need to make sure my relationship is right. I've ignored it. I've pushed it to the side. Man, I feel the Lord. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I wonder who stepped out. Come to the altar and say, I want to dig. Amen. Thank you for Neil being honest. And there's others of you here today. Hey, man, if you'd be honest with yourself, if you'd be honest with yourself. Sun's shining now. Everything's all right. Not a cloud in the sky. I'm telling you, it's coming. You hear me? Hear when I talk to you. It's coming. Hey, me, that's the Lord speaking. It's coming. It shall be your destruction and your downfall. And don't you point the finger at anybody else. Don't you try to blame it on anybody. It's going to be you that are responsible. You stand in judgment for your own decisions. Help us, God. So I want to pray for it, call everybody in. Man, I feel the need. I really feel the need for somebody to step out of their seat right now and say, I need to dig. All right. Everybody would come. There's still time. There's still opportunity. Won't you come? Dig out that foundation.